Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Sanjay Torre, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Sanjay, the first thing I always have to know is what you did this weekend. Those are the rules.
What did I do this weekend? Nothing. I think your weekend was a little bit more exciting than
mine. It was. I got to go to Food That Rocks.
I thought of that. Yeah. I'm like, I know Leans don't have to be at that.
I was watching the weather like a farmer to make sure that it broke just in time. And Saturday night it did break and it was fine. And we walked over there with some neighbors. It was a lot of fun. There was 28 restaurants, a band.
Was it good?
It was good stuff.
That's awesome.
Food That Rocks. Thank you, Sky Estroff with the Taste of Atlanta crew. We're always happy to support them and their work. And that is a great event.
Well, I wish I could have been there.
Well, that was great, but not as great as what we're going to do in here.
No.
This is where the magic happens.
Exactly.
All right. We got three great guests, and we're going to learn about them right now. First up on Atlanta Business Radio, cute and cocky, Nikita Gordon, CEO and founder.
Yes, it's nice to be on here today.
All right. Lean in there. You got to rock star that mic. So tell us about Cute and Cocky.
Cute and Cocky is a business that I started while I was in college. It's basically a firearm retention accessory and apparel company. And I started it 2 years ago when I experienced an event where I had a customer that decided he wanted to follow me home from work. And me being a young female, I figured I may need to have something, you know, to protect myself, some type of self-defense item. And I thought to myself, how do other women carry? And, you know, usually.
So how do they carry?
They usually carry purse holsters or some type of pepper spray on their keychain.
Right.
But those things can be kind of counteractive to trying to defend yourself in a moment's notice.
Right.
So I figured I need something on me at all times, like on me. And that's when I decided to manufacture my own firearm retention system that is sewn into my business blazer.
Uh-huh.
And so now I could carry a small compact or compact handgun.
And then you just, it's actually sewn into the jacket?
Yes.
So now, so if I buy this, then I have to sew it in myself?
Yes.
So
I would recommend that you get a seamstress or a tailor.
And they're able to do it.
Yes.
And is this patented or is this?
It is patented.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, what was it like going through the patent process? That's a job by itself.
It most definitely was. I decided to do my provisional patent on my own.
You just figured it out?
Yeah. I did a lot of research and figured it out.
Wow.
And then it's a company in Atlanta called Georgia Lawyers of Art. And they pair up patent attorneys with inventors or artists that want to like copyright their work. And I was able to get with a patent attorney in Philadelphia, and they were able to do my non-provisional patent pro bono.
Wow, good for you. Now, taking an idea like this, when you have the idea to actually patenting it and then getting it out to the market, did you have mentors? Like, how did you, or you just figured all this out on your own?
I most definitely had mentors. To begin, I had mentors from the university.
Which university?
The University of West Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I had my professors in business. I also have a small business development center on campus at West Georgia. So I have a business consultant there.
And they were able to help you?
Yes.
So were you surprised there was that many resources at your disposal?
I figured it was a college campus, so they were there. But to the extent that they were able to help me, I was very surprised.
So now you go in there with this idea, and were they all like, "Hey, great idea, go for it," or what was it like at the beginning?
Well, they most definitely was interested in helping me, but I have no prior experience in the firearms industry. So they told me that I need to begin with research and, you know, knowing my customer base and knowing exactly, you know, what type of situation I'm getting myself into beforehand.
So now the perfect target market is a woman?
Yes.
That already carries a weapon or is the first time weapon carrier?
I would say women that are gun owners. And statistically, there are a lot of women that are becoming gun owners. So those are primarily my target market.
So then how do you find them?
I go to the gun range.
So you hang out at gun ranges, look for the women? And yes. then, hey, look what I have. Then you show them the
Something
holster.
Like that. I actually work with a local gun range, Shot Spot in Carrollton, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And the gun range owner, he allows me to work with his concealed carry classes for women and work with his firearm instructors who are also women. So this allowed me access to my target market immediately where I'm at.
So now, in order to scale the business, how are you going to get in front of all the gun ranges around the country?
Well, so far, I have recently attended the 2019 SHOT Show in Las Vegas. This is where most of a lot of the firearm dealers are and the ranges owners. So they are able to see my product, which they were. They're very interested. And I was also able to meet my competitors to know, you know, how am I different? How do they like the product that I'm bringing to the market? And this was able to get me in front of a lot of those individuals.
So was it successful? Did you get some orders?
It was very successful. I got my first orders.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A lot of times those events are very lucrative because you get to meet a lot of people in one time.
Yeah.
Now, what'd you learn from going through that experience? Did you have a table with your stuff there?
No, what was it like? I did like a mentorship with the gun range owner in Carrollton. He was able to walk me through so that I could be properly introduced to the different dealers.
And so he was there?
He was there.
And so you got to be in his booth?
He didn't have a booth. He actually was walking around.
Oh, just walking around with you?
Yeah.
And introducing you to people? Wow. That's great. Well, you seem to do a great job attracting people to help. That's hard to do. So now when you went there, were you nervous?
I was very nervous. It was a 5-day conference. You know, I was able to meet a lot of individuals.
A lot of walking, huh?
Lots of walking.
Las Vegas is a big place.
Most definitely.
So now, what was it like when you opened up, when they opened the doors and you walk in and you see all those booths and it's like crazy?
It was amazing, you know. It gave me a vision of where I wanted to be in the next couple of years with my company. So
now you walk around, you have these conversations. What were some of the questions they were asking you about the product?
Basically, how the product works and how is it different from theirs. And basically, mine's is a para attachment and a lot of holsters, individual holsters that you could carry like off body or around your waist.
Right, and this is actually sewn into the garment. So now what's the pros and cons of sewing it into the garment?
I would say the pros would be that you will have it on body and immediate access. The cons would probably be, I don't know, the summertime.
If you don't wear that jacket, you got to sew it on all your stuff.
Yeah, so I would say that would be kind of, it have to be like this is some of your common attire.
Right, they wear a lot.
Yes.
So now, what was it like the first sale?
My first sale, it was during my first launching event. And I was able to actually sew his retention system in within
you
the first
sew?
Couple days. Yes, I learned how to sew.
You learned how to sew just for this.
Just for this.
And then, so what was it like when you get paid finally for all that work and now it's starting to pay off?
It was a great feeling. You know, I really feel like a business owner. And this is the first business venture I was able to take advantage of. So it was most definitely a great stepping stone for me.
Now, do you have any partners in this venture or are you doing this on your own?
I am doing this on my own.
Wow. So you invested all the money in the patent and all the stuff and all the...
Yes, I did.
So you're going all in. All the chips are on the table.
Yes.
So what do you need more of? How can we help?
I just need more promotion and awareness of my brand and my product and, you know, getting myself out there, especially in the Atlanta area where I'm expanding to. This is one of my next market areas that I'm going to be targeting. So just getting the word out there.
So now the path is typically to go to the gun ranges. So yeah. You want to know every gun range in town, right?
Yeah.
Show up and do something there, right? To let them know what your product is.
I'm also reaching out to the local gun ranges here now. So I'll be coming in during the ladies' women's classes, the concealed carry classes. And my main goal is to have my product stocked in the range. So necessarily they'll see my face on my product.
That's right. So now if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I would tell them to go to my website at www.ccfirearmapparel.com or email me at cuteandcocky@gmail.com.
Good stuff, Nikita. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big achievement.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing your story. This is Lee Cantor for Sanjay Touré. Thank you to all the guests today. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.